You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Balls. It's your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go online to builtbar.com, use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. This is Locked On Vols, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Derek Kane, a radio personality in Knoxville, Tennessee, a contributor to the rival site for Tennessee Athletics. Glad to have you guys along for the ride. I say this every single day of every single week, I get it, but today is going to be a big show. We are jam-packed. That means segment number one is going to be very, very short. So just a couple announcements here are things that are you can look forward to throughout the week, a couple of notes from the weekend, but the bulk of today's show is going to be a one-on-one conversation that I held with Brandon Kennedy. This was on Sunday evening. I held this with Brandon Kennedy. It's about 20 minutes long, so I'm going to play part one in segment number two and part number two in segment number three. Of course, Brandon Kennedy, a senior this past football season, a six-year senior, and now trying to go through that NFL draft process. We talk about a number of different things, anything from his college experience to the NFL, to Jeremy Pruitt, to Josh Heupel, to all the ins and outs and everything in between. So really looking forward to you guys hearing my conversation with Brandon Kennedy. So looking forward to that. This is Locked On Vols, your team every day, and you can catch this podcast on Spotify, on Apple iTunes, on Stitcher, pretty much anywhere you get your podcast. Just search Locked On Vols. At Locked On Vols on Twitter and at underscore Kaner on Twitter is how you can reach out to me. First news bulletin here in segment number one. I've been teasing it on social media over the weekend. If you follow me on Facebook, certainly if you follow the two Twitter accounts I just mentioned, at Locked On Vols and at underscore Kaner on Twitter, I have been teasing Twitter Tuesday all weekend long. I want to try it out. So that'll be for tomorrow's show. What I want you guys to do is DM me or tweet me, whichever way you want to get in touch with me, at underscore Kaner or at Locked On Vols. Ask me any of the questions you want. It can be Tennessee football related, Tennessee basketball related, Lady Vols basketball, Tennessee baseball. It can be the NFL. It can be about my personal life, whatever you guys want. Obviously, my expertise are Tennessee football and basketball, but anything you want to know, just ask me at underscore Kaner and at Locked On Vols. Tweet in, DM, or quote tweet, whichever way you guys want. I will take all that I can and answer on tomorrow's show, so looking forward to that. Ty Simpson, we previewed it a couple days last week. Of course, the four-star in-state talent from Martin, Tennessee, he has committed to Alabama. He made that announcement known on CBS HQ. That was about 3:05 Eastern time on Friday afternoon. No surprise there for me. I didn't think it was going to be Tennessee. He picked the Crimson Tide over Clemson, the Volunteers, and Ole Miss and UT Martin. Of course, his dad is coaching at UT Martin. So did not think Ty Simpson was going to choose Tennessee. Nonetheless, I understand the frustration, but you can check out the podcast from last week to get my thoughts on Ty Simpson heading into what was his announcement that ended up being to Alabama. In correlation to that, all the recruiting shifted to Sam Horn, who is a four-star, the number two pro-rated quarterback in the nation. He is out of Georgia. Unfortunately for Tennessee fans, Sam Horn committed to Missouri late Sunday night. Jeremy Pruitt and staff didn't really give Sam Horn that much attention. Josh Heupel and staff very much have. They like Sam Horn, but again, they've only been on the job for about a month now. Eli Drinkwitz and Missouri have been on Sam Horn for quite some time. He's a baseball player, can hit in the mid-90s on the bump. Sam Horn, for right now, is committing to Missouri. Now, nothing changes in regards to Tennessee's, you know, recruitment for these players. As long as these two guys will answer the phone, Josh Heupel will call. That's the thing about recruiting and commitments. Commitments are great, but in this day and age in recruiting, nothing is ever official until pen hits paper. And in the class of 2021's case for Tennessee, even that is sometimes not official. We know about that. So those are some recruiting notes. I'm not going to spend, quite frankly, I just don't have time, guys, and I do apologize. I'll spend more time on it tomorrow, but Tennessee basketball falls at Auburn. Y'all watched the game. It was not pretty. You settle for so many mid-range jump shots, low percentage jump shots. You don't drive to the rim, seek out contact, and get to the line. bad things happen. Tennessee is stumbling to the finish line. We'll be idle during the midweek. We'll take on Florida for Senior Day next Sunday. So remember, Twitter Tuesday, right now, when you're listening to this, stop this, pause this, go ask me any questions you want. Again, it's Twitter Tuesday. If it's a success, I'm going to keep doing it every single week. So Twitter Tuesday, get me your questions at _Kaner, at @LockedOnVols. Remember to listen, rate, review, subscribe, share Locked On Vols each and every day to all your Tennessee-loving friends. And Brandon Kennedy is coming up, guys, and I bet you money it's going to be a good conversation. Speaking of betting, bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Hashtag Segway. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers the award shows, the television shows, reality TV, real-time updated odds, props on almost anything you can possibly imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's completely free to sign up. So, in speaking of signing up, head on over to the website right now or on your mobile device. Sign up completely free, and you're gonna receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. It is free money just for signing up. BetOnline is literally giving you free money just for joining. NASCAR was last night, a huge weekend of college hoops. The NBA, I had a really, really good weekend. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I am 9 of my last 12 with BetOnline. I am on fire right now, and I want you to be as well. Use your sports knowledge to greater use. Go online, BetOnline, your online sports books. Use that promo code LOCKEDON. Locked On for 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, guys, part one of my conversation with Brandon Kennedy, former Tennessee offensive lineman, now heading on to the NFL. That's coming up here in segment number two of Monday's Locked On Vols, where we're keeping you all up to date on everything you need to know about Tennessee. But for the rest of the sports world, you can check out from the Locked On Podcast Network, and they have you covered there with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and is all the sports you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast. And here in segment number two, part one of the Brandon Kennedy conversation about his college experience. Why Tennessee? Why transfer to Tennessee when things were going so well in regards to the team success at Alabama? What's next for him in the NFL? What's that process look like? Here's part one of my conversation with VFL Brandon Kennedy. I want to welcome to the show Brandon Kennedy, Tennessee offensive lineman for the past couple of seasons now, a two-time graduate of the University of Tennessee, and now moving on and pursuing an NFL career. Brandon, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Can't thank you enough for taking the time and talking with us here today on Locked On Vols. And I want to talk to you today about a number of things. And, first and foremost, you preparing for the next phase in your life, which is an attempt at, getting on an NFL roster. How is that process going, and kind of what's your routine like now that you're out of that student athlete life?
Yeah. So first off, the process has been a whirlwind. It kind of started, after the season. I had the opportunity to be invited to two All-Star games. I went to the Tropical Bowl in Orlando, played down there, was able to talk to some teams. And then I went to the Hula Bowl, which was in Hawaii, and I had a good time down there and talked to teams. So, it's been a whirlwind process, but now it's kind of slowed down and I'm just training and doing the things that I've always done, just kind of working on flexibility, getting strong upper body, and working on all these tests that I'll be doing on pro day. So that's kind of how it's been. But, a typical day for me, I'll train twice a day, Monday through Friday, and then I'll have off days on the weekend. So that's kind of how it is. And each workout is it'd be strength-based, so focusing on weights, or it'll be position or field work, so speed. So that's kind of how my day is. And then try to get recovery in Friday through Sunday.
For you played technically six seasons, kind of one of those rare athletes who were on a college campus for six seasons, and you had a couple of injuries, of course. And, for you, technically with this COVID era, you could have came back for a seventh season. For you, what was the right decision for you to go ahead and say, all right, I'm going to start pursuing this next phase of my life?
Yeah, so I remember, you know, after the 2019 season when I was trying to decide whether or not to come back, and I kind of made that decision towards the end of the season. And I knew coming back this 6 year, you know, I gave it my all in college, and I felt like that's it, the 6 year that I took was going to be worth it. And, you know, we worked with what we had this season. You know, obviously it didn't work out, you know, in our favor as far as from a team perspective. But, you know, I had a great season, and, you know, COVID kind of shut down some things. But I feel like it was good, and I feel like it was time for me to move on to the next phase. And, you know, I also see the opportunity, you know, for the other seniors to come back to get 6 years. So I've been messing with them about it too. So, yeah.
When you look at yourself and you kind of picture yourself at the next level, you know, Pro Day's coming up. That's going to be on March 25th. The NFL draft process is still kind of different, you know, during this COVID era. This will be the second year in a row. It's kind of been impacted a little bit by that. But when you look at yourself in particular, having those conversations with people at the next level, with your agency, you know, you've been pretty much a lifetime center, at least at the college level. But do you see yourself snapping the football? Do you see yourself playing guard? I know a lot of times for offensive linemen, really for anybody, you've got to be so versatile, you know, to try to latch onto a roster. What do you kind of see yourself, you know, envision yourself doing at the next level to try to get onto a training camp roster?
Yeah, most definitely. So, you know, when talking to teams, that was the main thing that they told me, you know, being able to play all three interior positions. And, you know, at the All-Star games, I've done that. You know, I want to try to showcase that I can play, you know, every position. Because throughout my time in Alabama, I played all three interior positions from time to time. So I've been able to play it, and I think that's kind of the biggest thing I'm focusing on as well in my position drills and field work, is being able to do everything from different stances, whether it's right-handed, left-handed, or from the center, which I've always done. So that's kind of been the thing that I've been focusing on, being versatile.
You know, now that your college time is in the rearview mirror and you can sit back and reflect, you know, not many people can say that they played and, you know, they played meaningful snaps for two SEC programs, Nick Saban coaching one at Alabama, and then, you know, coming to Tennessee and playing for Jeremy Pruitt. And when you look back at that time, you know, how fortunate do you consider yourself to be coached by these guys, to play at this level, and ultimately to meet and, you know, form bonds and friendships with a number of teammates and two incredible fan bases?
Yeah, no, it's definitely been a blast, and I've enjoyed it all. You know, and like you said, you know, a lot of people can't say they play for two SEC programs, you know, and one of them I was able to win SEC championships and national championships. So, you know, it's been a blast, and I learned a lot from Nick Saban. You know, I learned a lot about, you know, kind of how to win and, you know, like how to approach everything from a business-like perspective. So that's kind of what I learned from Nick Saban, and then moving to Jeremy Pruitt and him giving me, you know, the opportunity to come to Tennessee. You know, I learned more just about the game, like the strategy and the scheme, even from a defensive perspective. I feel like that's kind of how I grew more as a player, is kind of understanding what defenses do to kind of help me on the from an offensive perspective. So, you know, I've learned a lot from both places, and, you know, I gained a lot of friends and a lot of teammates. I still talk to people from Alabama and as well as Tennessee. So, you know, I loved every moment of it.
You know, I know as far as the communication with the former staff at Alabama, probably not a lot while you're a player at Tennessee, but, you know, do you keep in touch with Nick Saban, with some of those guys over there? And I feel like those are some, you know, especially in Saban's case, those are some pretty good connections down the line.
Yeah, most definitely. So my offensive line coach that was there when I was there, so Coach Cristobal and then Coach Key, you know, I definitely keep in touch with them. And also, you know, a lot of the offensive linemen that have been there since 2015, you know, I'll reach out to them every now and then. And also one of my best friends, Lester Cotton, he's actually with the Raiders. You know, I keep in touch with him. I pick his brain a lot about, you know, the thing, what's going to be new in the league, or what are things that I need to kind of focus on, whether it's in my training or whether it's on, you know, like board talk or chalk talk or anything like that. So just anything to help me on the next level, that's kind of what I've been doing though.
All right, so let's go back to, you know, kind of that spring, summer of, I guess it would have been 2018. You're sitting there, you're at Alabama. You're in a great situation. You just mentioned SEC championships, national championships, Hall of Fame coach and all that. You made the move to Tennessee, and then ultimately there was a fight to get you eligible to play right away as a graduate student. And that took place at the spring meetings and all that. But, you know, why did you want to make that move? I'm sure you've had conversations about that with different media outlets, but really what prompted you to want to make that move at that point in time?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, number one, is I wanted kind of a new opportunity and a fresh start. And so when Jeremy Pruitt left, he offered me an opportunity at Tennessee. And, you know, I took that. And also another reason is because of my graduate degree. So I graduated in 2017 with an undergrad degree, and that was in psychology with a minor in biology. And, you know, I knew I wanted to do something psychology related. And then, you know, after the 2017 season, I had an injury during the 2017 season, and I got to talk with a clinical psychologist. And that's kind of when I fell in love with sports psychology. So, you know, I looked at different programs, and Tennessee offered a sports psychology and motor behavior program. And that's what I graduated from in 2019. So, you know, those two things, wanting a fresh start, you know, kind of after injury, and then also, you know, having that opportunity to get a graduate degree and actually finish it. Those are the two things that kind of led me to leave.
I was going to say, I said two-time Tennessee graduate earlier. That's still right, because you're a one-time Alabama graduate, a two-time Tennessee graduate. So three total degrees. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. My last degree was in Ag Leadership, Education, and Communications. And I kind of felt like, you know, going into my last year, I was actually able to take the credits from the graduate degree that I started at Alabama and transfer them here into Tennessee into my last program to be in order to graduate. Because, you know, if I started something, I wanted to finish it. And that's, you know, that's what I did everywhere, you know, especially with, you know, Alabama, I finished my degree and graduated. And in Tennessee, I finished it. If I started something, I just want to make sure I could finish it. So that's kind of what led me to get that degree.
So how often did, you know, were you the recipient of jokes, the old man, the grandpa, maybe the professor with your teammates and coaching staff these last few years?
Yeah, especially my last year, I definitely had all those jokes. You know, as soon as, you know, COVID happened and everybody had the extra year of eligibility and, you know, some of the guys started talking about coming back, I definitely passed the torch to them. So now I can miss them. Because, you know, they'll be there for a 6 year. And so, you know, it's been fun. And I really enjoyed all my time being able to be at two different schools and actually being able to even get a 6 year. So, that was a blessing in itself. But, you know, I'm happy for all those moments that I had.
That's part one of the conversation with Brandon Kennedy. Part two coming up. Senior season. Jeremy Pruitt, Josh Heupel. You will not want to miss the second part of my chat with Brandon Kennedy. That's coming up in segment number three. But first, let me tell you about Built Bar. What's going on at BuiltBar.com? Well, right now, if you use the promo code LOCKEDON20, that's LOCKEDON20, you're going to get 20% off your next order. LOCKEDON20 for 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Again, we know about Built Bar, guys. We love Built Bar. 18 original flavors. 12 original flavors, 6 new flavors, 18 all together. Let's do a player profile yet again. I did peanut butter. Let's do cookies and cream. 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. You get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. This will only last for just a little while. So I advise you to go ahead to BuiltBar.com to make your order. Built Bar is where all the health conscious guys and gals are shopping for their snacks. 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew. It is friendly with your keto diet, low in sugar, high in protein, high in fiber. BuiltBar.com. Go check it out and see what I'm talking about here this week. And don't forget, 20% off. That's at BuiltBar.com with Locked On 20. A final segment here of a Monday Locked On Vols. We continue to chat with Brandon Kennedy, talking Tennessee football, Alabama football a little bit, and what's next in the NFL. Well, speaking of the NFL, analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson, they host the Locked On Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering the latest news and insight on every single game, team, and move around the league. Get your picks, previews, much more every single weekday with Peacock and Williamson Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And now we conclude our conversation with Brandon Kennedy, talking about his senior season, his coaches, and what's next for Tennessee football. Here is the rest of that chat. All right, BK, we're talking with Brandon Kennedy, VFL, former Tennessee offensive lineman, now preparing for an NFL career. Going to get into a little bit of tough questions here, but I know that, you know, we want to hear from you and hear from your vantage point. Senior season, you know, you mentioned it earlier, obviously didn't go the way you guys wanted to on the field, 3-7, a unique year. You guys had so many guys missed in summer workouts and fall camp and you know, throughout the season. I know yourself, you were unavailable for a couple of games as well. That I believe it was one of those games you missed, snapped a streak of 20 straight starts. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely did. So I had contracted COVID and I sit out for those two games. But yeah, it was tough watching on TV and not being there. But yeah.
I would imagine. Yeah. So, you know, looking in the rearview mirror now, I mean, you can't change anything, obviously, but how frustrating, how tough, how much of a learning experience maybe was this last year in 2020, that fall football season?
Yeah, I think it's kind of one of the biggest like learning lessons I had, because we faced so much adversity just starting from, you know, in April or March, whenever we went home, and then didn't know kind of if we were going to come back. Coming into the, you know, summer, everything was so different. And, you know, guys from close contact to actually getting the virus, we had so many people like not there at times. So I feel like that kind of is one thing that kind of hurt our chemistry during the season. And I feel like they kind of showed at times of, you know, different places on the field you were able to see. And so I think that was kind of the biggest thing. But it also just taught me, you know, in life, you know, you're going to face adversity. And, you know, I feel like we as a team, we tried to do the best we could to get through it. But, yeah, it was definitely a tough season.
I can imagine. I mean, you know, there were points and times where you weren't in the lineup. You looked to your left or your right. Cade wasn't in the lineup. Trey was, you know, filling in here or there. I mean, that offensive line was musical chairs throughout the duration of the season. But nonetheless, too, you know, 3-7. And then what happens after, well, really what started, I guess, you know, in the public eye, right there before kickoff at Texas A&M, when you had a couple of players unavailable, and then carried on what seemed like an eternity. Obviously, Jeremy Pruitt is no longer the head coach at Tennessee. And, you know, for you, your relationship with Coach Pruitt, I know you guys were pretty close. You mentioned that he brought you from Alabama. Your thoughts on just Jeremy Pruitt and playing for him? I know that overall he was a player's coach, and you guys really enjoyed playing for Jeremy.
Yeah. So definitely one thing I can say about him is he's a very personable coach. You know, at the midway point through the season, you know, I kind of sat down and had a conversation with him about, you know, how the season was going. You know, what are some things I think we could do to fix it? And he kind of told me, you know, throughout this season and throughout the preseason, you know, he didn't even know if we were going to play at times. So everything he did was to make sure that, you know, we were safe. Like that was his biggest concern, because, you know, he always told us that, you know, he has a family as well. So he wanted to make sure like we were his kids and keep us safe. So that was the biggest thing. And, you know, I love Jerry Pruitt and the opportunity that he gave me. And, you know, I think he's real smart defensively as far as the schemes and what he's taught me about the game. So, yeah, Coach Pruitt, he's definitely a great coach.
Yeah, now he's, you know, with the, I believe it's the New York Giants, and he'll be coaching some of the secondary up there. How is he going to adapt from, you know, primarily being a high school coach, a college coach here in the South, you know, going up north and coaching in the NFL now? How do you think he is going to adapt to that? And do you think he'll thrive in that role?
Yeah, I definitely think he'll thrive in that role, because also in the positions that he had being, you know, kind of assistant coach and, you know, defensive coordinator, he's been able to thrive in those positions. So I feel like, you know, that'll be very helpful for him. And I think that'll be kind of a fresh start for him as well.
Talking with Brandon Kennedy, VFL, here on Locked On Vols. And Tennessee now in a new era, a new direction. Josh Heupel's been hired down from UCF, brought up from Danny White's, and now here in Knoxville, assembling his coaching staff, primarily on the offensive side, some guys he's worked with a few additions. Defensively, you going out and get Tim Banks from Penn State, Willie Gardner's joining that staff, Willie Martinez. Everything's starting to come together a little bit. But it is a new style under Jeremy Pruitt. It was, you know, playing defense and playing conservative on offense, and to a certain extent. And now you flip that script, and, you know, from afar, you're going to be watching Tennessee, you know, tempo on offense and try to score points in a fast manner. What do you think about the new direction of Tennessee football, of Josh Heupel, and the new coach that a lot of your former teammates now have here in Knoxville?
Yeah. You know, I actually think it'll be interesting to see, you know, I think it'd be beneficial to them, but I've had the opportunity to go by there and kind of watch some of the workouts and, you know, kind of some of the on-field stuff that they've done. And, yeah, everything is really about tempo. And I think everything is focused on that, especially on from an offensive perspective. And, you know, I think that'll be a change up. You know, I think that'll be more electrifying for the fans to see as well. So, you know, I'm excited to see it too.
You you know, in 2020, 2021, kind of the new thing in college football is this this transfer portal. And I don't think it's going to be long. I think if not for COVID and the pandemic, the one-time transfer waiver would already be passed, so everyone could go, you know, freely from one place to another for one time. You being a transfer student, of course, now you did it the right way, being a graduate student and all that, but you being a transfer student, Jeremy Pruitt has talked about this at length during his tenure about how he was a transfer player as well. Kind of, what are your thoughts on the transfer portal? Because I think it is a good thing, but in this case, with all the transition going on with Tennessee football, you're seeing a lot of guys leave the program and go elsewhere. But I want to kind of get your thoughts overall on the transfer portal and what you think about that.
Yeah, well, me personally, you know, I like the transfer portal because, you know, some people are in situations and they feel like they can be better off with a fresh start somewhere else. You know, for me, myself, that happened for me. But, you know, also there's the flip side to it. You know, sometimes you have to stay and fight through adversity. And, you know, sometimes the cars may not work for you, or sometimes they may do. And you kind of see that, you know, people who don't transfer and have success, or people who transfer and do have success. So it's kind of really, it's really subjective to whoever is, you know, in that situation, and also the situation that they're in, you know, because everybody's situation is different. You know, somebody may want more playing time. Somebody may want, you know, a different degree or things like that. And, you know, I think it's all just up to that person. But before you enter the transfer portal, you have to take a real hard look and ask yourself, you know, what will it be like elsewhere and how will it benefit me? And, you know, you could also say the same for if you stay. So I think just making a pros and cons list before you actually, you know, enter the transfer portal or not do it based off of emotion, you know, I think would be something good that, you know, all athletes need to hear before they enter.
When you transferred, I'm sure you, you know, sought counsel on a number of different people, friends, family, probably some coaches at Alabama. I mean, who all was on that list for you, and, you know, how extensive was that list? Because this wasn't a decision that you and others are making just overnight.
Yeah, most definitely. So for me, you know, I had talked to a lot of coaches, and, you know, I talked to family as well, and, you know, and a couple of mentors from back home. And, you know, like, I felt that it was best for me to get a fresh start after the injury I had. And as well as I thought that it, you know, would be very beneficial for me to get the degree that I wanted, which is ultimately sports psychology and motor behavior. So for me in that situation, I think it was very beneficial and it worked out. You know, I might not have had, you know, all the wins that I wanted to or all the accolades, but I think that, you know, overall, you know, I had the opportunity to come play for, you know, a great school, you know, had a great fan base, and I made many memories here that, you know, that I'll cherish forever. So, you know, I loved every second of it, and, you know, great being of all.
All right, two more things, then I'm gonna let you out here. And I appreciate the time, and I know that our listeners right now are just eating it up as well. You know, your lasting kind of thoughts, your sentiments to Tennessee fans. I mean, you're a VFL. You're always going to be in this family. You're going to be around the program. Josh Heupel's already said that he wants everybody to come back and be as involved as they possibly can. But, you know, what's your message to Tennessee fans about the last couple seasons here in Knoxville?
Yeah, so, you know, kind of like the last seasons, they really haven't been what we wanted to. I know 2019, we were off to, like, we got off to a hot start here at the end. But, you know, things in life and, you know, such as the program, they take time. You know, nothing happens overnight, especially with, you know, the process of transitioning from, you know, a new head coach, getting new players in, transfers and things like that. Everything takes time. So, you know, we thank the fans for being patient. And I know sometimes it's been, you know, kind of hard for people to stay patient when you see certain things. But, you know, we definitely thank you for having the fan base. And, you know, we thank everybody for coming out to the games. And, you know, I wish all the players, you know, in the future, the best of luck that decided to come to Tennessee.
Last thing, I just thought of this, and I wanted to make sure to get your thoughts on this, because you would know better or more than anybody. But looking ahead now, and you're going to play, you know, in some different schemes and whatnot from team to team that you might go to from now. But overall, it's going to be the same type of offense. You know, Tennessee's offense is going to look so much different now. As an offensive lineman, how exciting would that be when you hear tempo, tempo, tempo? I know that sometimes it's a little intimidating because, man, you got to get in better shape. You got to be able to run up and down that field. But from an offensive lineman's perspective, this new offense, exciting, intimidating, opportunistic. Kind of what's your thoughts on what maybe Cade Mays, Javonte Sprague, and Scooper Mays, all those guys might be feeling right now?
Yeah. Well, definitely, I think a changeup, it's very exciting. You know, to kind of have a new offense and, you know, when you hear tempo, you think, oh, we're going to score fast. But, you know, on the flip side, you know, you have to be in shape because I think Heupel or whoever the offensive coordinator is, he has, you know, a record for scoring fast. Yeah. So with those things, that's kind of things that people don't think about. You know, you have to be in shape and you have to be able to go fast and also play, you know, at a high level going fast. So those two things, they take some time and you got to make sure you're, you know, especially from an offensive line perspective, you have to make sure that you're in the right shape and you can play, you know, at a high level for, you know, maybe what, 12 snaps, which is a lot in a drive, especially if you're going fast. So, you know, I believe they're excited, but I also know that they, you know, they got to be in shape. So those are two things that I would say.
Brandon Kennedy, VFL, now with A3 Athletics here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Best of luck, man. Appreciate it. And thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, thanks so much to Brandon Kennedy for joining the show today. Brandon Kennedy of A3 Athletics, A3 Agency, right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. A special shout out to them for getting this all hooked up and brought to you guys so we can all enjoy that product here together. That might not be the only VFL that joins the show this week, so you want to stay tuned. You want to stay dialed in every single day and get your questions in at _Kaner at Locked On Vols. Tomorrow, it'll be Twitter Tuesday. We'll continue the conversation with Tennessee football. Might chat with the VFL. We'll talk some Tennessee hoops. What is going on with Rick Barnes' club? All that and more coming up on a Tuesday podcast. Guys, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, as always. We'll do it again tomorrow on another episode of Locked On Vols.